Let's make a start. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Bernard Siret from Lyon, southeast of France.
This is Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Okay. Today we're going to have this is going to be a test of tactical event horizon.
Yeah.
You're going to be confronted with a position, and it's who can see the further. It's the Sicilian. The strength of the players, white is, I think about 22-20, and black is 23-30. White is 15 years old, black I think is about 20. And they're both women players. They both went on to become women grandmasters, but I don't think either of them ever made the male grandmaster. And it was played in 2007, so fairly up to date. The game begins pawn echo 4. Black game move pawn Charlie 5. White game move knight foxtrot 3. Black game move pawn delta 6. White game move pawn delta 4. Black game move Charlie 5 takes delta 4. White game move knight takes delta 4. Black game move knight foxtrot 6. White game move knight Charlie 3. Black game move pawn alpha 6. And it's white to play. Well, we've had lots of games in this position. Most of them, white has played bishop echo 3. I think we had one game a few sessions ago where white played pawn foxtrot 3 on move 6. And that was the one where the two knights came round. One knight came round to foxtrot 4. And white threw in the randomising sacrifice of a knight to echo 6. And black eventually got his king and king's rook out of a cage on the king's side to win a nice ending. Okay, so what else is there available for white here? Well, there's virtually every legal move has been played apart from king echo 2 or king delta 2. Doubtless if Steinitz was alive, he might play King Echo 2 here. Now, would those of you know anything about the Vienna opening? Okay, well, Bobby Fischer will play Bishop Charlie 4, but here we're going to have probably the most active move available to White. Game move for White is Bishop Golf 5.
Yeah,
we've had this quite a few times in the coaching sessions as well.
Yep.
So this is the first really big choice for white in the mainline knight off. It's the second most popular move, but I mean moves like pawn foxtrot 4, queen foxtrot 3, even pawn. No, you don't play pawn golf 4 here, do you? No. But no. Players have played pawn hotel 3 and pawn golf hotel 4.
Yes.
Pawn alpha 4 has been known.
And bishop eva 2.
Bishop eva 2 is about, yeah. And bishop delta 3 doesn't seem to do well here. But yeah, they're all known, pawn golf 3. So there's plenty of choice. So why is there so much choice? Because They cannot, well, not they can all be played, makes a choice, that's a circular argument. It's telling you that there is no definitive move to play here. It, just pick a variation which suits your style. Some involve kingside castling for white, and some involve queenside castling.
Mm-hmm. There's very little interaction, so that gives people lots of choices.
Yeah, no forced replies, yeah. You're right. When you give people freedom of choice, that they can do virtually anything they want in their own half of the board, mm-hmm. within reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, as we say, it's a game of two halves. All right. Well, White's making it an interactive game now. Bishop takes knight is possibilities at every twist and turn now. Right. There's usually only two main replies here for black. Some players play knight, bravo, delta, seven. But most players here play pawn. Game move, pawn, echo, six. Game move is pawn, echo, six. Which looks a bit strange. You're walking into a pin. You created a pin where there wasn't one. But it doesn't matter, because black's going to play bishop, echo, seven, and maybe knight, bravo, delta, seven. And then get the queen out of the pin. No, the pin doesn't do any good.
Is to avoid double pawns. If black doesn't do that, will white just play bishop takes knight or not? Or has a choice, probably.
Well, unfortunately, you can bishop takes knight is known in some systems. And black keeps the king in the center for a long time.
Right, he takes a golf pawn, then he has...
You take with the golf pawn, put the rook on golf 8, and you play pawn echo 6 and keep your king in the centre. And it's very difficult for white to break through.
Well, king's got lots of pawns.
Yeah, we're going back to people like Botvinnik, mm-hmm. who would get involved in games like this. The black side, Botvinnik would allow bishop takes knight f6 and take with the golf pawn.
Yeah.
And he was no fool, and he would have been many games. It would take a long time for the bishop pair to work, but eventually the bishop pair, if they got working, black was better. So this is a short-term bishop takes knight trade, and white must get in quickly, because if the game goes past move 40 and the players are of roughly equal strength, I would suspect that the player with the bishop pair we'll get the better of it. And then when you're under pressure, you start making poor decisions.
Yeah.
But knight delta 7 as its points also, as you mentioned, you have not moved the Eva pawn, and it allows in some lines the bishop to get to a golf 4. And if white is careless and plays as usual, with the queen on foxtrot 3 and long castle, sometimes you are able to play bishop golf 4, picking up an exchange. And also in some lines, you will get a tempo by playing Eva 5. So
yeah.
So that's a good move too.
Yeah, well, most players play pawn echo 6, but knight bravo delta 7 is known, and obviously okay. Right, white again is just crossroads. There are about three main ideas here. I think the most popular one is the game move. Other ideas are queen delta 2. Some people even play queen echo 2.
Oh.
And I think there's also queen foxtrot 3 known here as well.
Yes.
But there's a wide range of choice. So it's just a question of which suits your style of play. Do you like playing with pawns in the centre or pieces? Some players like pushing pawns in the centre. Others just develop their pieces very quickly and have a game of minimal pawn moves. Okay, so there's no best way to play this position. You play in the manner that suits you. And if you like opposite wing castling, then what we're going to see in game will be fine. If, however, you prefer to avoid opposite wing races, find a system which involves kingside castling. Put your king on hotel 1 and then start pushing at the centre with pawn foxtrot 4. But if you're going to look kingside castling, maybe you shouldn't be playing bishop golf 5. I think maybe systems involving bishop echo 2, bishop echo 3 in that move order, and then kingside castling, put your king on hotel 1, pawn foxtrot 4, and maybe pawn golf 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice and aggressive. Okay. All right, white in the game. Game move, pawn foxtrot 4.
Oh, okay, yes.
White is making an offer to black here.
Mm-hmm.
White is offering the poison pawn variation. If black wants, black could play queen bravo 6. White normally plays queen delta 2, which offers queen takes bravo 2, and then there are two moves for white. There's either knight bravo 3 or rook bravo 1, and black's queen has to come out by alpha 3, and it's double-edged. It's not the position is better for white or black, it's who's done the more homework will tend to get the better out of the poison pawn. It's quite often a battle of knowledge, and the computers are always working away, yes, finding new ideas at move 21, 22, 23, where a previously discredited line all of a sudden can be played again. So, an awful lot of memory power involved. But if you enjoy tactical games, You can play the poison pawn from both sides, and don't be surprised if you find an opponent who knows more than you and you end up losing. So this is not an opening for instinctive play.
Yeah, but anyway, the main line is going to be very tactical. Anyway.
Always in the poison pawn. Yeah.
No, I mean even the main line of this bishop knight 5, bishop go 5.
Yeah.
Is tactical even without the poison pawn line.
Yeah. Okay. So it's an option for black. We've studied a few poison pawn games, and they're dangerous for both players. And you're always on edge for tactics. It's always something could be blowing up in your face. Okay. So the game. There's a couple of other ideas here for black. Black can play bishop echo 7. Black can play knight Charlie 6, or the game move. That was queen Charlie 7 as well. Queen Charlie 7 is now in the out. Yeah. Well, the game move is knight bravo delta 7.
Okay.
It probably doesn't matter much in the move order here. I prefer bishop echo 7 myself.
Okay.
But there's no great reason why not to. And we had a look at a game involving bishop echo 7, bishop delta 7, and knight Charlie 6.
Mm-hmm.
That was a consultation game, four players, a mixture of male female teams, and they play not consultation. It's alternate move games. So you have a team of male and female playing a team of male and female. And one of them was short and a Chinese player, I think, or short and a Russian player against someone in a Chinese player. And they take it in turns to move. And usually the male players are the higher rated player. And I heard a tale once of a female player being involved with a really high-ranking grandmaster player, and she played her bishop out somewhere. And when it came round to the grandmaster making the next move, he picked up the bishop and dragged it back, as if to say, I'm not playing this variation. I don't want your bishop variation there. We're playing my variation. So he dragged the bishop back to echo 3.
Yeah.
it might well have been this variation. So what he's saying is, you know, your move isn't very good. I'm replacing it. And I'm prepared to go a tempo down in my main line.
Two tempo. Okay. And two tempo down.
Well, one, because he would have had she put the bishop on the right square. So it's two moves to put a bishop on the right square.
I thought he put it back where she moved.
Oh, he didn't put it back on Charlie 1. No, he kept it developed. Unless of course he wants to fear Chesuis on Bravo 2, and that was his way of sending the message, you know.
In this, going back to our game, I think Bishop Echo 7 is more natural because you know the bishop's going to go there. The knight, you don't know where it's going to go. It could go to Delta 7 or Charlie 6. So,
yeah,
just general grounds, you should do with bishop first.
I tend to agree. But there's nothing wrong with knight Bravo Delta 7.
Maybe you always do that anyway, so okay.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we? Best to read the moves. Right. Yeah. Okay, so white has played pawn, foxtrot 4. Black has played knight, bravo, delta 7. Game move for white, queen, foxtrot 3.
Yes.
Now, again, here, black, there are several moves. I think queen, bravo, 6 would transpose, but you've missed the opportunity for the poison pawn because white can castle queen side. And the point about Queen Bravo 6 earlier, a move earlier, is to stop the Queen Foxtrot 3 lines because you would lose your knight on Delta 4.
Mm-hmm.
So black cannot get the poison pawn now unless white is willing to comply. But it's the wrong system for the poison pawn. So white would not allow it. Okay, Queen Foxtrot 3. Black can play Queen Charlie 7 here, or black can play Bishop Echo 7. But black goes for a system I've liked and played before a few times. The game move for black is pawn hotel 6. Okay, what this does is it gives white the choice to either trade bishop takes knight, and I'm not convinced with bishop takes knight, and neither is many of the grandmasters, because there's only a handful of games involving bishop takes knight when it does not double the pawns. Now, so white is virtually on a bounce and retreat now. The game move for white is bishop hotel 4. And this bishop can reroute to either bishop golf 3 to reinforce pawn echo 5. It normally comes back to foxtrot 2. And again, it's probing at dark squares on the black queen side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the game move for white is bishop hotel 4. The game move for black is bishop echo 7. The game move for white is fairly obvious, castle is queen side. As with some systems we've noted for black, the problem piece or the piece which gets held back most often is the Charlie 8 bishop. And again, black has a Charlie 8 bishop undeveloping, and it's going to be a good while before the Charlie 8 bishop gets going. But black is happy to accept this. The most usual way for this bishop to develop is black to play queen Charlie 7, then pawn Bravo 5, and then bishop Bravo 7.
Mm-hmm.
But here white has a problem piece, and it's the foxtrot 1 bishop. White doesn't know where to put this piece. Echo 2, it's a bit passive, it's not doing anything. Delta 3, you're closing off activity of the Delta file. If you put it on Charlie 4, it might be vulnerable to Knight Bravo 6, which then supports a pawn Delta 5 break. If you put some Charlie 4, black might go Queen Charlie 7, you drop it back to Bravo 3. Black comes in Knight Charlie 5, intending to trade off this light squared bishop. Because black's Black's vulnerability, when you play Knight Bravo Delta 7, the Echo 6 square can be problematic.
Yeah.
There are many instances of white sacrificing a piece on Echo 6 just to keep the black king in the centre and gang up with pawns and pieces. It's a short term sacrifice. You either get your piece back or you lose. And if you get your piece back, you will be better because you will have lots of developments on a disrupted black king position. So, you know, Echo 6 is the vulnerable point in this system for black, even more so when you play Pawn Hotel 6, because if white ever plays knight takes Echo 6, the foxtrot takes Echo 6, and black will be vulnerable on the light squares, golf 6, something coming out, a bishop or a queen coming in golf 6. It can be very disruptive. You're a piece up, but your whole development plan down. Very dangerous.
One bishop is already on a good diagonal, so maybe you can arrange just to leave it there.
You can, but sooner or later you're going to have to develop pieces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm pointing out is that some pieces are going to have a delayed development plan, and the foxtrot one bishop and the Charlie 8 bishop for black, both the light squared bishops, these are the pieces that are the problem. We don't know their best squares. And yeah, you can carry on playing in the centre with pawns and leave the bishop at home, because you don't know which is going to be the best square depending on how it opens up.
But it's too late to change plans. Now white is committed with the queen side castling into either bishop delta 3 or bishop charlie 4. And I don't think that this bishop eva 2 is no longer a square that goes well with the system. No?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, it depends what black does, because it's black's move.
No, it's white to move, no?
White has just castle queen side.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah. So white has a queen on foxtrot 3, castle queen side, and a bishop on hotel 4. Okay, it's black to play. All right, the most popular move here is queen charlie 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to play pawn bravo 5 and bishop bravo 7.
Yeah.
Very, very, lots of games, very double-edged, very tactical. It's impossible to say who is better. I prefer white, but I'm not afraid to play black. And as with many variations in the databases, you will find players who will play both sides of the position. Mm-hmm. Kasparov will be quite happy to play white or black in this variation. So it's telling you that grandmasters don't play openings to win, but because they believe it gives them chances to test their opponent. And the more complicated they can make it, the better it is for the higher rated player. They don't always win, but statistically they will come out on top. So they're playing the statistics game. They look at the ratings and say, I'm 200 points stronger than you, I want a complicated game. If I lose, that's the 1 in 10 I lose to somebody of your strength. If I win, that's a 7 out of 10 I expect to win. And if it's a draw, that's a 2 I expect to end up in a draw. So grandmasters are quite happy to win get 8 points out of 10 in a variation.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's black to play Queen Charlie 7, by far the most common. Also known here is Pawn Echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
Where the most common move for white is to play knight foxtrot 5. And this pressures delta 6 and golf 7.
Yeah.
Exchanging on echo 5 doesn't do white much good. And retreating the knight is known knight delta 4 to echo 2. But pawn echo 5 isn't very common. There is also rook golf 8 with the intention of pushing pawn golf 5, mm-hmm. which is, again, it's a standalone system. And there were 6 games on the database, and 4 of them were played by the same player. So it's a pet variation. And he's a grandmaster, 2550, I think, was his top rating. I think I'm not mixing him up with anyone else. And he has beaten Kasparov. So, you know, despite the fact his rating never went above 2550, he beat Kasparov when Kasparov was in the 2800 club.
That looks like a good idea, because you think you could push the pawn twice as well. The rook is behind it. You're attacking the white king. It gets the rook off the diagonal.
Rook golf 8, this is, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at Bravo 8.
Okay. Yeah, no, rook golf. Oh, rook Bravo 8 is sensible as well. Playing pawn Bravo 5-4.
Yeah. Smoke off the diagonal, and you put the pressure on that diagonal where the queen is, and no one plays that though, huh?
No, rook golf 8, no one plays rook Bravo 8, no. Rook golf 8, the king side, with the intention of pushing pawn golf 5. That was, it's a pet variation, and he didn't lose many. I think he lost one, two, drawn one. So it's his variation, and no, not many others seem to want to play it. But that's not to say it's wrong. Mm-hmm. But he's a very tactical player, so he will get bad positions and get the best out of it from his perspective.
Anyway,
But Queen Charlie 7 forces white to be very active. Because the threat of pawn Bella 5 followed by Bishop Bella 7 is something to be taken very seriously.
Yep, black is threatening pawn Bravo 4 to deflect the Charlie 3 knights. Yep. White could easily end up losing the Delta 3 pawn or getting a passive position. Lots of theory. Chances for both sides. All right, the only move we haven't mentioned is the game move. The game move for black is pawn golf 5.
Wow.
Okay, it's offering a pawn sacrifice. The idea is that pawn takes golf 5, hotel takes golf 5, bishop takes golf 5, and by giving up the pawn, black has liberated the echo 5 square for a knight.
But normally, I know this line, but when the queen is on Charlie 7, because the next move will be queen Charlie 5, where the queen is very active. In this position, the queen is not yet developed. So is it as good as in the main line where the queen is in Charlie 7?
I think there were about 8 games on the database with pawn golf 5, and I think there were about 102, 103 with queen Charlie 7.
What I mean is a plan of offering the golf pawn by playing pawn golf 5. What I am telling is that I know this line when the queen is on Charlie 7. And after you accept the pawn, because you have to take the pawn more or less, you don't have to, but it's preferable, then black will play queen Charlie 5, where the queen is very active. In this line, you are one tempo down. You have played your bishop on Eva 7, but the queen is out of reach of the Charlie 5 square. So the question I had is, I am wondering whether the line is as good, sacrificing the pawn with this setup, bishop on Eva 7 and the queen on Delta 8, as opposed to the queen on Charlie 7 and the bishop on Felix 8.
Yeah. So what you're saying is if black puts the bishop back on Foxtrot 8 and the queen on Charlie 7, then pawn golf 5 is a serious move.
I don't yeah, I am just asking whether it's not better in this way. We will see in this game.
Yeah. Well, it's 2007, so the computers could have been working hard overnight and found something that everyone has overlooked. Because it's quite remarkable. Commentary from the 40s, 50s and 60s, even people like Fisher and Tal would make comments in their books. And now they've been put to the test by Fritz, and their general comments that white is better are really being questioned. You know, that stronger systems are being found for black, but their grandmaster judgment just says white is better. But now Fritz and friends are turning up ideas and overturning judgments from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and variations that were slowly being dismissed just because of comments like that are coming back to life again. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see what happens. You say pawn golf five. I think you're quite right. If white tries to retreat the bishop, there's awkwardness all over the place. If you go bishop golf three, black can play golf takes foxtrot four, and if you take on foxtrot four, pawn echo five, pawn four, some pieces. And you might be thinking of blasting the position open with a piece sacrifice. Well, in a 5 minute game, you might get away with this, but not with 2 hours for 40 moves. You shouldn't. So I think white is forced to take here. The game move for white is foxtrot four takes golf five. Right. Now, there are 8 games on the limited database I consult. 7 of them play hotel takes golf five, bishop takes golf five, and knight echo five. Right, so here we go. It's black to play. It is not hotel takes golf five. Any ideas?
Well, the pawn is pinned, of course, sort of, because if the knight moves, then hotel
bishop. So you could find a knight move from foxtrot six, and the bishop on hotel four is pinned. So you're not necessarily gambiting a pawn here.
But where would the knight go? That's a question.
Well, it can't go hotel five.
Mm-hmm.
It can't go golf four. And if you try playing knight takes echo four, I think you're just giving a piece away for nothing. Knight hotel seven might have some. But then again, the knight's lost influence on the centre, then, hasn't it? You get your pawn back, but you're given a pawn. You're playing pawn golf five to get activity, not inactivity.
Well, then you take pawn, you hit the queen. You
hotel seven.
Knight hotel seven. You can play knight hotel seven, but you're going backwards, aren't you?
Yes, and if you play that, then white will gladly play, I think, golf five, golf six.
That's a possibility because, bishop takes hotel four, pawn takes hotel seven, maybe. Rook takes hotel seven, queen golf four, threatening queen golf eight check. Mm-hmm. Oh, but black's got queen golf five check, trading queens.
Mm-hmm.
White does not want a queen trade here.
So if you don't know the move, it's a kind of position where you must spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, black should have already spent the time at home if he plays that golf.
Yeah. Well, She's 27, 30, yeah. You know, and 20 years old, and from the Ukraine. Now, come now, if you can't reach 23, 30, age 20, being one of the female players they're looking to become their star in their Olympiad team, maybe. So there will be lots of good coaching around here. So, you know, this isn't somebody turning up, coming out of retirement after 20 years and having played chess at school and coming back to the chess club 20 years later. No, this will be somebody who should know what they're doing.
Yeah, when you play Golf 5, you better know what you're doing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's not Hotel Takes Golf 5.
It has to be a knight move.
Well, go back to the variation we discussed first of all. Mm-hmm. The general idea of black playing pawn golf five is white to play foxtrot takes golf five, black hotel, white bishop takes golf five, and then black plays knight on delta seven to echo five.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could play knight to golf eight. And then he's going to take. Then he's hitting that golf pawn three times, and white defended only one, so it's going to be taken next move with check.
So that pawn golf six isn't a tactic against the knight. But I'm not sure that white wants to do that anyway. I'm not sure trading the hotel four bishop for a hotel seven knight is the right idea.
Yeah.
I think white's dark squared bishop has got much better prospects than the knight on hotel seven for the early middle game.
Johnny, what's mean?
Hello. What's that?
What's mean?
You just leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, that knight to hotel seven has to be analyzed some more, I guess. Because it's better if he can get away with it, so to speak.
Wow. No, I don't see.
Okay. Well, Black's going to play around with the move order. White is expecting black to play hotel takes golf five, bishop takes golf five, black plays knight echo five, and then white either plays queen foxtrot four or drops queen back to echo two. They're the two choices for white when the black knight comes into echo five. So black is giving up a pawn to stop white from breaking the center up with either pawn echo five or pawn foxtrot five or both. So black has stabilized the center at the price of a pawn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the idea of the variation. The seven games I looked at, four were won by white, three were drawn. So it's not exactly a winning weapon for black. But what I was not able to investigate was the rating imbalances. It may be that white in the four games, or maybe in all seven games, white was the higher rated player.
But I'm not sure that I guess that you are thinking of knight Eva five. And yeah. if you play knight Eva five, I am wondering whether if you just ignore and play pawn takes knight, knight takes queen, pawn takes bishop, queen moves, and then pawn takes knight on phase three or knight takes on phase three, you have three pieces for the queen. and a position that's not bad. So who's going to be best? Who's going to be better in this position? You might end up playing with three minor pieces for one queen. So is it what we want? I don't think I would want to try that with black, but I don't know. For it's just a question.
Well, this is a tactical event horizon.
By the way, after you play knight to f5, then you can play the other knight to go f4.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you get a lot of what you want.
That this is a trick we've seen again in this system where black doesn't deep play knight to c5, temper the queen, and then knight to f6, go f4. We don't know we have that directly in our game, but it definitely came up in the analysis, if not actually the game. I suspect it came up in the game.
That looks good for black, unless Bernard's variation is good for white.
So, all right, let's start analyzing. Proposed idea, knight echo 5. Let's go for it. Pawn takes knight, foxtrot 6. This yep. forces black. You're a piece up.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so anything other than knight takes queen is resignation by black.
Right.
So proposed idea, knight echo 5. White, golf takes foxtrot 6. Black knight takes foxtrot 3. White, foxtrot takes echo 7. Tempo the black queen. And a threatened mate on the move, yes? So the black queen moves out somewhere. And then white can either play pawn or knight takes foxtrot 3. So white will end up with a pawn on the 7th rank on dark squares.
Yes.
And the only piece, well, how is black going to eliminate this echo 7 pawn?
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, black would have to play moves like rook golf 8, rook golf 6, pawn foxtrot 6, and then play king takes golf echo 7. looks all a bit cumbersome. Yeah. So white is going to end up with a pawn on the 7th rank, which probably can be eliminated in time, but it's going to take black an awful lot of moves. Black is not going to be able to get developed castle queen side because the king cannot castle through check.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, I'll give you, it is the game move. The game move is knight echo 5. Now it's yep. up to white to decide.
Yes.
You could spend 20 minutes on this if you want. Yeah. If you're going to retreat, you'd probably retreat queen echo 2. Despite the fact it locks in your bishop. There is no sensible square. If you come to the dark squares, you're going to be hit by knight foxtrot 6 to golf 4.
Yes.
Yeah. and then, of course, the golf 5 pawn is pinned. So, yeah, this is a nice active position for black. So you must decide now, are you going to give up the queen for 3 minor pieces? Or are you just going to retreat queen echo 2 and have it safe and solid and be in almost standard play by transposition.
Black knows this opening. She's the one to play golf 5, unless, or is this a known opening? So they both have studied it already.
It's standard position, but black has succeeded in freeing its position, and so it's. White would be on the defensive if you don't go for the 3 pieces for the queen. As you say, in for a penny, in for a pound. So I think it's too late.
It's true. If you just move the queen, the other knight to go 4, that's
up to the knight now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're both prepared to give up your queen.
I think since the alternative is bad, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what happens. Game move for black is knight check and five. Game move for white is golf five, takes knight, foxtrot six.
Good, Bernard. Discover that.
Yeah. It all works because the black queen, well, the combination works. The three minor pieces for the queen works because black has failed to play queen Charlie Sun.
Yeah.
Or chose not to. All right. Mm-hmm. Pawn takes foxtrot six. Black plays knight, takes queen, foxtrot three. White plays foxtrot six, takes echo seven. Threatening to promote, take a queen, promote checkmate. Black queen comes out to alpha five. So now white's got to decide which way to take the piece. Do you take with the knight or do you take with the pawn on foxtrot three?
Or the pawn, the Felix file is not open, then you reinforce the Eva 4 pawn, you get the golf file for your rook. So obviously it's a pawn. For me, it's a pawn.
You take the pawn, okay. Leaving your knight active in the center, yeah. Okay, the game move is golf takes foxtrot 3. Pawn takes knight on foxtrot 3. Right, so black has a free move to make. So, any ideas?
What's the piece out there? Pawns.
Three minor pieces for a queen. And a pawn. Black white snatched a pawn in the middle of all this.
Yeah. Bella five.
So on the face of it, discounting ordinarily that white is up some material.
if black plays pawn bella five, bravo five, does bishop takes bravo five make any sense? Oh, you've also allowed knight Charlie six in the middle of all that.
Why? Yes, it would make sense.
Bishop takes bravo five, alpha takes bravo five, knight on delta takes bravo five. You've still got alpha two covered, and you're threatening knight takes delta six check, and yeah. King delta seven. There's all sorts of horrors. Knight takes foxtrot seven, winning a rook on golf eight is probably the critical line. And yeah. you're winning a rook. It's probably better than promoting the pawn on echo eight. It looks horrendous. So pawn bravo five, bishop takes bravo five, check. You might just have to admit you've lost the pawn and play bishop delta seven.
But you could also play knight takes bravo five.
Well, okay, but you've got to be careful about queen takes alpha two in the middle of all this. You want to make use of your rook at the delta.
Knight delta four, Dave.
Knight delta four. Yeah, okay, knight delta takes bravo five, alpha takes bravo five, then what?
But then
black has bishop delta seven, and you've lost control of delta eight. A lot of the ideas in the tactics, white wants to get in rook delta eight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, bishop takes is better. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because then you have knight takes delta six, and it's virtually unstoppable.
So you have to play bishop delta seven, but the prospects are dark. The future is bleak.
Yeah. So at the moment, it's looking like White's tactical event horizon is proving superior. But things can change in chess. If White starts developing pawn weaknesses, or pieces become loose and uncoordinated, then the Black Queen might get in amongst the White position.
No. And how is Black going to get rid of that echo 7 pawn? That's...
Well, imagine White can play about 5 or 6 moves in a row. Now, we're not going to play Knight Bravo 3 takes Alpha 5. But just imagine if you could play 5 or 6 moves in a row. What would they be for White?
Bishop Eva 2, a rook off 1, doubling the rook on the golf file, and playing 1 rook on golf 8, check.
So you're looking to make the Black King or promote the Echo Pawn or yeah. win the Alpha 8 rook. Yeah. So the plan is to double rooks on the golf file and getting rook golf 8 check, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so Black has to prevent this. This is just simple schematic thinking. Thinking of a broad idea. Just get the bishop off the back rank, double rooks on the golf file, and you have a horrendous rook golf 8 check. And there's not a lot Black can do about that.
Mm.
So Black, this is the plan Black has to see and prevent.
Can play rook golf 8.
Okay. Process of elimination, that's the game move. The game move for Black is rook golf 8. Or is it? Hang on, let's go back. Helps to read the game score. Let's get it right. Like Foxtrot 2, it's queen alpha 5. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Pawn takes Foxtrot 3. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I see what's happening now. Right, yeah. Pawn takes Foxtrot 3, last move for White, and the game move for Black is rook golf 8.
Isn't that bad? It just facilitates the White rooks coming down the golf file.
Well, Black's plan is to play rook golf 6, maybe. And then play pawn Foxtrot 6 and wipe out the Echo 7 pawn, and then Black's pieces are liberated.
If, as we do Black, fast enough, because White can oppose a rook on the golf file. He's got to move his bishop first.
Here's your reminder. 10:57 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. That's one way to get after that Echo 7 pawn, which is very important.
Here's your reminder. 10:57 a.m.
Okay, so Black's playing rook golf 8, so what's he White going to do? Alright.
Actually, while you could play bishop takes alpha 6.
With the idea of, well, what about rook takes alpha 6? You're looking to get knight Charlie 6 in where you or something.
No, then I just put a rook on the golf file, and what does he do?
Oh, I see. Bishop takes alpha 6. All right. Rook takes alpha 6. Rook hotel golf. White. Black plays rook golf 6. All right. You'll keep your Echo 7 pawn in this line, but Black will at least get the king to Foxtrot 7 when rooks are trading on golf 6. And if White ever trades rook takes golf 6, Black can play pawn golf 5 to break out. To break the pin, to break the protection.
But is the idea that we mentioned before so bad? Play a move like one of the two knights on Bella 5, probably the Charlie Knight on Bella 5, and it threatens to have something that would be close to a mate and. If then we play a knight Charlie 7 or check or knight takes Delta 6 check, and even you might even allow the queen takes Alpha 2, because the queen will move to a delta 2 and eva 2 if necessary. And that might be a good move to play a knight on beta 5. At least sometime, I think some time should be spent to analyze this move.
Okay, let's have a look. Knight Charlie Bravo 5, Alpha takes Bravo 5, you might as well.
Yes?
Knight takes pawn, Bravo 5, Queen takes Alpha 2, Knight takes Delta 6, check, King Delta 7, and Knight takes, not quite clear where that piece should go, is it? I don't, maybe there isn't a clever discovered check. Well, you've given up, you see, you're giving up a piece to lose your fantastic Echo 7 pawn and just to win a lousy exchange back. This will come golf 8.
Why do you say I lose my Eva 7 pawn? It's still defended by the bishop.
Well, I'm planning promoting it to win an exchange on Echo 8. I can't see how to promote it by force. Ah, maybe Knight takes Foxtrot 7 check. And if King Echo 8, Knight comes back to Echo 5, and you're threatening Rook Delta 8.
Yes.
8, but Bishop Delta 7 just stops all that dead. Again, we could spend 20 minutes on this and still not be 100% certain.
How about the Bishop Delta 3 to scare the Rook from going to Golf 6?
You could do, yeah.
And if he doesn't go there, then you oppose the rooks.
Black is going to play Queen Echo 5, which then threatens pawn Foxtrot. Queen Echo 5, tempo attack on Delta 4, which can actually be ignored. All right, Queen Echo 5 doesn't threaten Queen takes Delta 4, because if you go Bishop Delta 3, Queen Echo 5, you play, you just do something. And if Black ever plays Queen takes Delta 4, you have Bishop Bravo 5 check, winning the Queen. So the X-ray defense on the Delta 4 Knight saves it. But if Black is allowed to play Queen Echo 5, Black is then threatening Pawn Foxtrot 6. Or Queen Echo 5 back to Golf 7 and then threatening Pawn Foxtrot 6, depending on how it goes. So Queen Echo 5 is actually a threat. So maybe Black could have played Queen Echo 5 instead of Rook Golf 8. Or then, but if Queen Echo 5, maybe, I don't know. Perhaps Bishop Echo 2 and our plan of doubling rooks on the golf file would be very difficult to spot. Or if Queen Echo 5, Rook Golf 1 to begin with. And if Pawn Foxtrot 6, you might have time for Rook Golf 7. But then Pawn Foxtrot 5 comes in. Ah, but then you go Pawn Rook Golf 6. And then Black can't easily guess at the Echo 7 pawn. So Queen Echo 5 can be met. Instead of Rook Golf 8, Queen Echo 5 can be met by Rook Golf 1.
But wait, I don't see a... I'm still on the line where you play the knight Charlie to Bella 5.
Yeah.
So you play pawn takes pawn. You play pawn takes knight. Knight takes or something else. Knight takes. No, you play the knight on delta to Bella 5. Knight on delta to Bella 5. It forces pawn takes knight. Okay. Then we play. Then we play knight takes delta six check. No, we play knight takes beta five again.
Yeah.
What do you play?
I think it's that won't do. All right, knight delta bravo alpha takes knight takes bravo five. The threat is knight takes delta six check, king delta seven.
Yeah, but if king delta seven, then I play knight takes beta seven check, and I pick the queen.
Yeah, so the queen has to move from alpha five when black has a free move, which is queen takes alpha two.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be queen hotel five, which threatens your hotel four bishop.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful about queen hotel four, tempo attack on hotel four. You need this bishop on the long diagonal to keep the echo seven pawn. Or you need this bishop on hotel four, delta eight diagonal.
If black had ever played king takes pawn, then black is in good shape.
Black will be okay, yeah.
You don't want that.
All right, white needs to be careful about queen hotel five.
Echo five for white.
That would be fine if black plays delta takes echo five. If you go echo five, delta takes echo five, you have a really cheap trick involving knight Charlie six.
Yep.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I am late, but it is possible. Is it possible to get the moves or position?
I'll give you the position. It would take too long for the moves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remove white David pawn.
Remove David one, yes.
Remove white delta pawn, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
White pawn echo four.
Echo four, yes.
White pawn foxtrot three.
Mm-hmm.
Remove white golf two pawn.
Okay.
Right. Remove white queen.
Okay.
White Charlie one bishop put on hotel four.
Okay, hotel four.
Knight bravo one to Charlie three.
Yes.
Knight golf one to delta four.
Mm-hmm.
And castle's queen side.
Okay.
So white has king Charlie one, rook delta one, bishop foxtrot one, rook hotel one. Pawns alpha two, bravo two, Charlie two, echo four, foxtrot three, hotel two. Pieces knight Charlie three, knight delta four, bishop hotel four.
The other right. Bishop removed.
No, bishop Charlie one, bishop hotel four.
Ah.
Bishop foxtrot one, bishop hotel four.
Interesting.
Bishop Charlie one, bishop hotel four.
Okay, bishop foxtrot one.
Bishop foxtrot one, bishop hotel four. Yeah.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So white's got two rooks and four minor pieces.
Yes.
All right. Remove black Charlie seven pawn.
Charlie seven. Yes.
Remove black golf seven pawn.
Okay.
Right. Remove black bravo eight knight.
Mm-hmm.
Remove black foxtrot eight knight. Foxtrot eight bishop.
Okay.
Remove black golf eight knight.
Okay.
Right. Put black rook on golf eight.
Mm-hmm.
Black queen on alpha five.
Okay.
Black pawn alpha six.
Mm-hmm.
Black pawn delta six.
Yes.
Black pawn echo six.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpool Hotel 6.
Hotel 6, yes.
Yeah. Ah, and I've just remembered. Get a white pawn and put it on Echo 7.
Echo 7, okay.
Echo 7, yeah, in front of the Black King.
Believe it or not.
Yes.
All right, if you want to know what's happened, white had a queen on Foxtrot 3. A tactic has come in where a white pawn took a knight on Foxtrot 6. A black knight took a white queen on Foxtrot 3. The Foxtrot 6 pawn took a black bishop on Echo 7. The black queen had to move, and then white played pawn takes knight on Foxtrot 3. So white has given up queen for three minor pieces and a strong pawn on Echo 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're discussing it's black to play. We're coming up with ideas involving white sacrificing a knight on Bravo 5, but it may or may not be good enough.
I didn't get completely the black position, I think.
Well, there's a rook on Alpha 8,
yes.
Bishop Charlie 8, King Gecko 8, mm-hmm. Rook Golf 8.
Okay, that's all.
Pawn off, pawn Bravo 7, pawn Echo Delta 6, pawn Echo 6, pawn Foxtrot 7, pawn Hotel 6.
Okay.
Queen Alpha 5, and that's it.
Yeah, white pawn on Echo 7.
Echo, yes. 7, Echo 7, Echo 4, and Foxtrot 3.
Okay.
Paul?
Yeah.
I put the position on my board with the sacrifice on Bella 5, and I just have the position where I have the queen on Alpha 2, the black queen on Alpha 2.
Yeah.
And then I have played the move knight takes Felix 7 check. So the queen has to go, was of course on David 7. And then he has to choose a square. It's either Charlie 7 or Charlie 6. And in both cases, I have a check either with the bishop on Golf 3 or with the knight at Eva 5. And I'm still wondering whether it's not some kind of mating net with the rooks. And the white king is rather safe. And I think there is plenty of play. And certainly, as you say, Fritz would tell us whether it's good enough for if you lose by four, but over the board.
You have to be careful, because when the black king queen comes on queen alpha 2,
yes.
Whenever black has a free move, queen alpha 1 check forces, yes. King delta 2, queen, yes. Takes bravo 2, and yes. the white rook no longer has any play up the delta file. And the black queen and rook, alpha 8 rook, are now active. So if this wins, it wins. There's no argument.
Why do you say the rooks, if you play the queen to Bella 2, and my king will get to Delta 2, and then the only check that black will have will be the queen on alpha 5 check, and the queen, then the king will go to probably to Eva 2, or
no, after queen and a one check, king delta 2, queen takes bravo 2.
Yes, queen takes bravo 2. Yeah,
and then the white rook is no longer working up the delta file. It might well be winning, yes. But are you giving away a good position for a position that is random?
Speculative, yeah.
You're giving black an awful lot of activity. If it wins, it wins, I agree. But you are giving you're giving black a lot of free moves in the middle of these complications.
I can still have my rook active, because if I get to check anyway for with the knight or with the bishop.
I get
my check, he moves the knight, then I put my rook on delta 8. Therefore, now my rook is still active. I threaten queen, rook takes rook. So he has to do something. I threaten to promote the pawn, and I don't want to promote the pawn immediately because it's so strong here. Still, I'm wondering whether it's not good enough for. I just have the position where the queen is on alpha 2 on the board, and it's very tempting. I think I would try, but I don't know if it's winning.
So you could be giving away a good position.
Yes.
For speculative one.
Yeah. Or you could be playing a brilliancy.
Right.
Yeah. You could be getting game of the month in chess magazine.
I don't know.
Well, how about an original position, Foxtrot 4 for white?
Just playing it slowly, just keeping it all under control, yeah?
Yeah, no, then you have the threat of Echo 5 and such.
With all sorts of ideas, yeah? I mean, just as to your idea, pawn Echo 5, delta takes Echo 5. There's knight Charlie 6. Which hits the black queen and threatens rook delta 8 check. So that there's another tactic in the position to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, pawn echo 5 immediately, black would play queen takes echo 5 and say thank you very much. But you might have freed echo 4 for a knight, pawn echo 5, queen takes echo 5, knight echo 4, with ideas involving maybe knight Charlie 6, attack the black queen, knight takes delta 6 check.
Oh, yeah. There are follow-ups for that as well.
So pawn echo 5 creates lots of complications for just the pawn.
Yep.
All right. So it depends on your mentality.
Four seems the safest, like you keep, you don't give anything away, but you're still going to get them, I think.
I can play here knight delta bella 5.
Yeah, we've analysed that, and we couldn't decide whether it wins.
Mm. But it is. I mean, black cannot take it. I think.
Yeah, actually, after that move, then Echo 5 becomes possible again because it's shielded by whatever black puts on.
And I will attack Delta 6 pawn as well, right?
Yeah, we've analysed this, and all sorts of horrendous discovered checks on the black king. Mm-hmm. But it allows black to have queen takes alpha 2 with possible activity for the queen and the alpha 8 rook getting into the game. Now, all right, if you blast your opponent off the board, great. But can you calculate it all out? Now, white is saying, I've got three pieces for the queen and an echo 7 pawn. Now, should I be playing for tactics or should I just keep this squeeze on the game where black cannot get anything developed? Because what white still has this plan of lifting the Foxtrot 1 bishop off the back rank, challenging the golf file, and eventually playing rook golf 8 check.
Maybe something winning something.
But as you mentioned, black needs only three moves to get rid of the Eva 7 pawn. Rook golf 6, pawn fake 6 and king takes pawn.
So this pawn Foxtrot 6 plan could be a bit of a nuisance. Hint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why Foxtrot 4 is good, because you can then play Echo 5 and you control the Foxtrot 6 square.
Yeah, there's lots of dirty tricks. And Foxtrot 4, rook golf 6, pawn Echo 5. And in nothing else, you're actually threatening pawn takes delta 6, protecting your echo 7 pawn forever.
Yeah, right. That would be. And if he takes the pawn, it clears that delta file.
You clear the delta file for the knight Charlie 6 trick, yeah?
And the rook delta 8 trick?
And rook delta 8 check protected by bishop on hotel 4 through echo 7 pawn. So effectively, even if black plays queen takes rook delta 8, you promote to a queen or a rook with mate.
Yep.
All because the black bishop's on Charlie 8. Yeah. All right, so this pawn foxtrot 6 idea could be a bit of a nuisance if black has time to organise it. So queen echo 5, intending pawn foxtrot 6 might be a nuisance. So how do you stop queen echo 5?
Foxtrot 4.
Well, there's another... Okay, fine, that might well do it.
I like it because it has its own... not only does it stop that move, it's
perfect. If you play pawn foxtrot 4, can black play pawn echo 5? Mm. No, because you play pawn takes echo 5. Okay, yeah. And if black takes from the pawn, you have knight Charlie 6 again, mating.
Yeah.
And if black takes from the queen, you have knight delta 5 coming in Charlie 7 check or something horrendous like that. Or knight, maybe knight delta 5 coming in either Charlie 7 or foxtrot 6 check. So black can never go pawn echo 5 if white can go knight delta 5. All right, so white is looking to get pawn echo 5 in. You've gone for pawn foxtrot 4. White chooses a different way. Game move for white is bishop foxtrot 6. White is now threatening pawn echo 5. And if black plays pawn...
Yes.
If black plays, this is a threat, bishop foxtrot 6, white is, I think, threatening pawn echo 5. And if black takes it, obviously knight up Charlie 6 again is the trick. And if black pushes past pawn delta 5, what's the idea then? Oh, it doesn't work. Oh, then white just comes back to the original plan of bishop echo 2, challenge rooks on the golf file and come down rook golf 8 check, because everything is solid in the centre. The echo 7 pawn is permanently defended, foxtrot 6 is permanently defended. So white is threatening pawn echo 5, and if pawn delta 5, bishop echo 2, challenge rooks on the golf file, and that's it, it's virtually over. Or maybe not bishop echo 2, but bishop delta 3 might be slightly better. All right, so it's black to play. White has just played bishop foxtrot 6. Well, not any ideas for black, but any legal moves for black that don't lose immediately.
We can play echo 5.
Echo 5, yeah. Black.
Yes, for black.
Echo five. I think I'd go back to the plan of one of the knights to Bravo 5, and I think it's better now. Or is it? Oh yeah, because as soon as king comes to delta 7, there's bishop hotel 3 check.
So we might have something, It takes. Yeah. Still have my bishop.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something like rook golf 1 on either 5. Rook golf 1. If rook takes rook, you have two checks. So you will regain the rook and you gain the control of the golf file.
So you see, it's black to play at the moment.
No, the suggestion was either 5.
you're suggesting Echo 5, okay.
Yes, so Echo 5, I was just considering playing the rook on golf 1.
Well, black would just take it.
Yes, then I have bishop 5 check.
Alpha takes Bravo 5.
Okay, rook takes golf 1. I have the golf 5 and probably a little check on golf 1.
Why didn't we do that instead of bishop to foxtrot 6, in fact?
Maybe it's possible, yes.
That's a good one.
Maybe white is not tactically minded. But then again, what are you doing playing the bishop golf 5 Sicilian if you're not tactically minded?
Yeah, he is tactically minded. He played the golf 5 Sicilian.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, so rook to golf 1 immediately looks really good.
I don't know, because the king might escape. The king might go immediately to delta 7.
This is how it works.
I don't have to take the golf 1 rook. I can play rook golf 6.
Yes.
So, what will happen?
Well, then if rook takes rook...
That's right.
Foxtrot takes rook.
Then you have to play bishop to foxtrot 6 anyway, I guess. Because otherwise, black would block the bishop with the pawn.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work.
I think rook golf 1, rook takes golf 1 idea. Bishop Bravo 5 check. Bishop Delta 7. Bishop Delta 7. So if you play rook takes rook, black plays bishop takes bishop Bravo 5, and rook golf 8 check isn't mate because the king goes to Delta 7. You've got rook takes rook, and you've got rook takes alpha 8.
Yeah.
And then pawn echo 8 mating, probably.
So
rook golf 1 is another tactical idea, yeah? But can you be sure it works?
No, I'm not.
I mean,
as he pointed out, he might want to play rook golf 6.
So this is White's problem. You can search for tactics, and if you're not convinced they work, you've just given Black an open position with development. White knows this plan of eventually challenging a rook on the golf file should bring something in. That's what I think White thinks. I think Echo 5 is a little bit too loosening.
Maybe Bishop Delta 7 first.
Okay.
Which then cuts out an awful lot of the funny ideas involving something going to Bravo 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Black agrees. Black in the game does play Bishop Delta 7.
Okay.
So this is looking to strengthen up the Bravo 5 square. And it also means that a lot of the fancy white ideas involving a rook Delta 8 check aren't going to happen now. Because the bishop is in the way.
But now I can play Eva 5. It's probably a good move now, because the queen cannot capture.
Yes, but it doesn't do you any good. I see. Echo 5. Delta takes Echo 5. Knight Echo 4, including Knight Delta 6 mate. White can play pawn echo 5. If Delta takes echo 5, Knight echo 4 threatens Knight Delta 6 mate.
Yep, that's one possibility.
Well, Black can stop this by playing Queen Bravo 6, but then all White does is move the Delta 4 Knight out of the way, and then Knight Delta 6 mate again. So it means Black would have to lift the bishop from Delta 7 to Charlie 6, maybe, and then Knight Delta 6 isn't mate, but it means that White... White might well pick up the Black Queen somehow to a discovered knight check on the Delta file. So again, this is very complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, so probably if we play Eva 5, he will play David 5, so at least it deprives the white knight from the Eva 4 square. So we would have Eva 5, Delta 5.
And yeah, but then white goes Bishop Delta 3, which stops Rook Golf 6, and then challenge rooks on the golf file.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yes.
Black has to play moves like Bishop Charlie 6, King Delta 7, King Charlie 7 to prevent Pawn Echo 8, and I think Black might just be one move behind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, White is fearing Rook Golf 6, so what are you going to do about Rook Golf 6?
Eva 5 is good. If I play Eva 5, I do not fear now Rook Golf 6. Because the pawn is supporting the bishop, and if Rook takes bishop, then I have pawn takes Rook. So the Eva 7 pawn is still defended, and I may want to drive the Rook away from the Golf 6 pawn with the bishop or the hotel pawn.
No, you won't keep your pawns that way. If you play Echo 5, Rook Golf 6, and Rook takes Fox Trot 6, the Black Queen will come across and win Fox Trot 6 and Echo 7.
Mm-hmm.
So Rook Golf 6 is a threat.
So we have to do something about that.
Bishop Delta 3 to scare him.
And if the rook comes into golf 6, what are you going to do?
You push the pawn.
Echo 5.
Pawn echo 5, attack the rook and protect your bishop.
Yeah.
Okay, white agrees with you. Game move for white is bishop delta 3. Which also connects rooks for rook golf 1.
Yep.
Okay, so bishop delta 3.
Yeah.
And if black does nothing, white is just going to play one of the rooks to golf 1, which forces black to trade, I think, or play rook golf 6, or maybe even something crazy like rook golf 5. But white can keep pushing with pawn hotel 4 and virtually force black to trade on golf 1. So black hasn't got many choices here. I don't think black has time for rook Charlie 8 takes Charlie 3. It looks a little bit slow.
Rook Charlie seems good here.
Why does your move prevent rook golf 6?
Because white can reply pawn echo 5.
And if pawn echo 5, then we play what we just said. Rook takes rook takes Felix 6.
Yeah, Felix 6. Yeah.
Felix 6. And then you said that you have queen golf 5 check and queen takes pawn.
Yeah.
Just
But the three minor pieces for the queen has turned into two minor pieces and a rook.
Yes.
And it means that now the white rooks, the pair of white rooks, if they can ever combine into the black position, will be very difficult to challenge.
I was just your point that you didn't want to play Eva 5 on the previous move, and on the ground that you would the black rook would sacrifice on the Felix 6 and the queen would get back his pawn. So now we can do that. Just it for...
Well, black could do this. Black can do rook golf 6 takes foxtrot 6 anyway. Where the white plays pawn echo 5 first, gold bishop down to 3 first. The plan is just there. Rook golf 6 takes fox dot 6. Can't really be stopped now.
Yeah. Has black played rook golf 6?
We're still arguing. Still arguing.
Yeah.
It's bishop down. White has just played bishop down to 3, but we were discussing whether or not white could play pawn echo 5 on the previous move. But black could still charge on with rook golf 6 anyway.
Yeah.
And if bishop delta 3, rook takes fox dot 6. So is pawn echo 5 any good here for black? I doubt it, because knight delta 5 is always going to be a strong reply.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got pawn takes delta 4 maybe?
Yeah.
Looks a bit risky. Look at this, everybody. Ha ha. Oh, it doesn't quite work. I was looking at a crazy idea. If black plays pawn echo 5, white goes knight delta 5, black goes pawn takes knight, white goes pawn bravo 4. Pawn bravo 4. Because you're threatening the black queen, and you want to play knight Charlie 7 mate, you see?
Yeah.
So queen alpha 3 check, king bravo 1, but now black's got time to play rook Charlie to prevent the mate. But white then plays one of the rooks to golf 1, and we have the same old threat. So pawn echo 5, knight delta 5. If pawn takes delta 4, pawn bravo 4. In fact, why do we need to do pawn bravo 4? Why mess around? If pawn echo 5, knight delta 5, pawn takes delta 4, rook golf 1, either. And, okay. it's probably.
Yeah.
Black goes rook golf 6.
We may want to put the knight on beta 3. The queen will move, I don't know where, followed by knight delta 5. If the queen moves to beta 6 or charlie 7, it will be attacked.
We play it positionally, yeah. You play knight, yeah, pawn echo 5, you play knight bravo 3. Queen goes, say, to bravo 6.
Knight delta 5?
You might want to play rook. Delta 2, double rooks on the delta 5, and play rook takes delta 6.
Knight delta 5, what do you do? Where does the queen go? You threaten knight Charlie 7 mate.
Yeah, queen Charlie 6 is probably forced.
Yes. Queen Charlie 6 is forced, yes. So.
You might have something, but you haven't got bishop bravo 5. Because of the alpha pawn.
I haven't, unfortunately.
But what you might have is something like rook delta... you haven't got rook delta 3.
Don't have rook delta 3, that's true.
Okay, echo 5, knight bravo 3.
Yeah.
And queen Charlie 7.
Okay, knight delta 5.
Knight. Queen Charlie 8, maybe?
Knight. Okay, I was going to play knight alpha 4 then, but it doesn't work either.
Or knight bella 6, maybe it's 4.
Knight delta 2 to Charlie 4. Threatens knight takes delta 6. So we're looking at knights on delta 5 and Charlie 4, which threatens one of the knights to bravo 6 or knight takes delta 6. If you play pawn echo 5, the white knights will come in.
Yeah.
Or at least you've prepared rook golf 6.
Yeah, so, but as you say, we play positionally. After he has played the queen to Charlie 6, we play one of the rooks on golf 1. And now I don't know what he's going to do.
Rook golf 6, I would think.
Yes, rook golf 6. But rook golf 6, rook takes rook. Yeah,
and of course white node doesn't have the option of pawn echo 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is very tactical and not a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Lots of moves to calculate here.
Lots of promising lines, but no clear winner. That's tough. Yeah.
That's chess, yes.
Well, you really don't have such a good position for white. How to cash it in, that's the problem.
There's another idea as well, like pawn echo 5. White could go knight foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
And if bishop takes foxtrot 5, echo takes foxtrot 5, threatens rook takes delta 6, and stops rook golf 6.
Yes.
And threatens dropping the bishop back to hotel 4 and playing pawn foxtrot 6.
Still available balance. Mailboard Yahoo actions. Do notification.
Okay.
Yes, I can type. Mailboard Yahoo actions. Do notification from mail. RR group 6. Yes, I can type. Mailboard.
Okay, so black's going to make a move. Clock is running. The game move for black is rook golf 6. So black's accepting the idea of giving up an exchange to release the king. If white is given enough time, white will play this planet, putting rooks on the golf aisle and invading. So black says, okay, it's looking horrible, so I'll get some activity and I'll get my king into play. Okay, the game move for white, we've discussed this, it virtually has to be, you're committed now. The game move for white, it must be pawn echo 5, threatening bishop takes golf 6, amongst other things.
Immediately, oh, you have the in-between move knight bella 3, I don't know, or it's either.
You could play knight bravo 3. The queen might come across to hotel 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know what you're gaining with knight bravo 3. If anything, you're deactivating a well-placed knight.
I was just thinking aloud.
Yeah. Okay, the game move for white is pawn echo 5. Why doesn't black play delta takes echo 5, though? Delta takes echo 5. Oh, it doesn't work. There's a bishop on delta 3 in the way now. Well, maybe just bishop takes golf 6.
Bishop takes golf 6. Pawn takes golf 6.
I think so, yeah.
Several moves ago, my foxtrot 4 would have been better than her bishop to foxtrot 6. Was. If pawn takes pawn, you can take back the foxtrot pawn.
Yeah, you might be right.
Now, if you put the bishop as a target for the rook, which it was safe on the hotel file. So, anyhow, just gave black more play, I think.
You may have knight Eva 6. Knight takes Eva 6, maybe. If he plays pawn takes pawn, you may play knight takes pawn, and if he grab with the bishop, and
No, rook delta 8 doesn't work because black's got queen and rook guarding delta 8.
Yeah.
Oh, there might be a mass trade. Okay, we have to calculate. We have to calculate black giving the queen back. Okay. Echo 5, game move for black. We don't know yet what it is. Let's analyze delta takes echo 5. Knight takes... Ah, there's a bishop in the way on delta 3. So mate, oh, I see. Okay, Delta takes echo 5. Bishop takes golf 6. Foxtrot takes golf 6. Knight takes echo 6. Bishop takes echo 6. Rook Delta 8 check. Rook takes rook. Pawn takes. Rook becomes a queen. Queen takes queen. Bishop takes queen. King takes that bishop on Delta 8. And black has got a bishop on. White's an exchange up.
White's an exchange up and a better position, yes.
White's an exchange up and maybe got a few more pawns.
Mm-hmm.
Black's got black, maybe black's, white's at least an exchange, and there's one, two, five pawns against five. One, two, might be five pawns against four.
That should win.
No, it's five pawns against five.
It's 5-5, yeah.
It's 5-5. I fancy the rook. I fancy the rook with master technique. Yeah, even at club level, it should work. Mm. But you can see some players getting away with a draw.
Yep. But exchange up at their level is should win.
At 2200 plus level, this should be a clean win for white. You're right.
Unless there's something immediate for black. Which...
No, there isn't, because the pawns are too far backward. And there's no pass pawns, there's no outside protected pass pawn. White should just bring the king in on the dark squares and then play rook, just outplay the rook with the bishop. White doesn't do anything fancy with the pawns, just gets the rook in down the black end of the board. And should always be looking for giving the exchange back to enter a one king and pawn ending.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so a very complex line there. Delta takes echo 5, bishop takes golf 6, foxtrot takes golf 6, knight takes echo 6. It doesn't have to be taken, but if it is, bishop takes echo 6. Rook Delta 8. Actually, white's a rook up in this game because white still has a knight on Charlie 3 in the middle of all this.
Ooh.
So rook Delta 8 check wins. Rook takes Delta 8, pawn takes Delta 8, and if queen takes queen, bishop takes queen, king takes, white still has a knight on Charlie 3 in the middle of all this. And a rook up out
Hotel 1.
That's
plenty.
Yeah. But if echo takes delta 4 instead of bishop takes golf 6.
Okay, yeah, you have to analyze, quite right. The next variation to analyze. So we're suggesting delta 6 takes echo 5, bishop takes golf 6, and now echo 5 takes delta 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right, rook takes delta 4.
Bishop on delta 3.
Has taken golf 6.
Bishop takes golf 6. Yeah, okay. Rook takes delta 4.
Delta takes echo 5, bishop takes golf 6, pawn takes delta 4, rook takes delta 4. And now if pawn takes bishop...
Pawn takes golf 6.
It's the same story, rook delta 8 check. Oh, no, it isn't. There's a bishop.
There is no bishop on the L7, yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, in that case, we just double rooks on the delta file. And we're threatening rook takes delta 7. And if the bishop moves, it's rook delta 8 check. Even more crushing.
Mm.
So, looks like delta takes echo 5 doesn't work. Whether you, after bishop takes golf 6, whether you take the bishop immediately or take the knight on delta 4, what the white pieces come in. Again, this rook delta 8 check threat is very strong because the bishop is still on foxtrot 6. So this is why black plays the game move. The game move for black is rook takes bishop foxtrot 6. The game move for white is forced. Pawn echo 5 takes rook delta 6, foxtrot 6. Pawn takes rook foxtrot 6. And the game move for black is...
Queen check.
Queen golf 5 check.
Yeah.
Game move for white, we don't need asking twice, do we? King bravo 1. Game move for black is queen takes pawn, fox plus six.
So, so the pawn is going to fall.
Well, what's been the white big threat all game? What's been the master plan?
The golf file, yeah.
A rook on the golf file. So, which rook are you going to put on the golf file? Incidentally, your knight on delta 4 is still hanging, if you're worried.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Because you might be picking up a rook on alpha 8, you're thinking.
Yes.
So you would have two rooks and two pieces against a queen and piece. So you would have two rooks and a piece against a queen, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off with three minor pieces against a queen, and it's looking like there's a line here where you can have two rooks and a knight against a queen.
Black when the king takes pawn now.
Ah, and then that means the knight on delta 4 is on prees again. All right, so are you willing to play rook to the golf file? Or are you going to move your knight or protect your knight in some way? Well, you can't protect your pawn anyway, can you? It's gone.
Yeah.
It's dead now. It's dead. Yeah. You've got an exchange for it, so it's done its job.
You kind of got 2 points. Well, almost an even.
Knight echo 4, maybe.
Black would play queen takes echo 7. No, there is queen takes delta 4 as well, because you haven't got bishop bravo 5 check, it's not check. So knight echo 4 loses a piece to queen takes delta 4.
Right.
And you won't have anything with knight takes delta 6 check, it's all juice. All a bit too slow. Okay, knight echo 4, queen takes delta 4, bishop echo 2, queen moves somewhere, knight takes delta 6 check, king takes echo 7. You've lost a piece for nothing, virtually.
Right.
Well, black is going to play king or queen takes echo 7 anyway.
If I play bishop eva 4, if king takes pawn, I have my two knights. So I have some check on I have knight foxtrot 5 check, king moves, and I have knight takes pawn check again.
Well, there's one thing to notice. If black plays king takes foxtrot 7, what do you notice about the position? There's something in the black position.
You can fork the king, queen, and the knight.
So knight delta 5 is a fork.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's a pawn on echo 6.
Yeah.
But if there was no pawn on echo 6... So imagine black playing king takes pawn, echo 7.
Yeah, knight Felix 5, check.
Knight Felix 5, check. And if pawn takes knight Felix 5, knight delta 5, check, picks up a royal, or is a royal 4.
Yeah.
picking off the queen. So you're winning a queen for two knights. And you had a rook and two knights for the queen anyway, so you're a rook up. Okay, so if black plays king takes echo 7, you have knight foxtrot 5 check, the king moves, you have knight takes delta 6. So you're looking for a move that just makes a positional gain and virtually forces black to play king takes echo 7. So what move can you do to force black to play king takes echo 7?
Rook on the golf file.
Yeah, rook hotel golf 1. Threatens rook golf 8 check, winning the alpha 8 rook.
Well, maybe you can play rook to Charlie 8.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, rook Charlie 8, yeah. Then black does lose the queen to the royal 4. You play rook golf 8 check, king takes echo 7, knight fox dot 5 check is mate if you don't take it.
Oh, yeah.
So you could go queen takes knight. Mm-hmm. And after bishop takes queen, you go rook takes rook golf. But white's got two pieces. There's still a knight on Charlie 3 and a bishop on foxtrot 5. Black's only got one piece. So black will be giving away the queen for insufficient material. White will be a piece up and should convert quite comfortably.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. So the game move is rook hotel golf 1. It's black. We've looked at rook Charlie 8. You play rook golf 8 check. King takes echo 7. Knight foxtrot 5 check is mate, so it must be taken. If you play pawn takes knight, knight delta 5 check, king echo 6. Knight takes foxtrot 6, wins the queen and protects your golf 8 rook. You're going to be about to rook up at the end of this. So, rook hotel golf 1 game move. If rook Charlie 8, rook golf 8 check, king takes echo 7, knight foxtrot 5. It probably has to be queen takes foxtrot 5. Bishop takes foxtrot 5, rook takes golf 8, and white's got a bishop on foxtrot 5, a knight on Charlie 3, and all black's got is a bishop on delta 7, and they've both got a rook each. So white is winning quite comfortably. And black doesn't even get a rook down to golf 2 because you retreat bishop hotel. You trade bishops. You trade bishops on delta 7, and you just a piece, a comfortable piece of. Yeah, that's the technique win. All right. So black in the game plays king takes pawn echo 7.
In the game?
I'm reminding you, 11:57.
Well, queen takes echo 7 is no good because of rook golf 8 check.
How about queen takes knight or queen to hotel 8? Something.
I'm reminding you. 11:57.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we have to analyze this.
Queen takes delta 4, bishop bravo 5 check. And
no, there's a bishop on delta 7. Queen delta 4, rook golf 8 check wins the alpha 8 rook. That's why we were suggesting rook Charlie 8.
Well, at least you get a knight for it. Okay.
Yep.
That's not good. Okay. Queen hotel 8, that looks pretty desperate, but we have to analyze it, I suppose.
Okay. As you say, queen hotel 8. So after rook hotel golf 1, queen hotel 8.
So if we play queen hotel 8.
King takes pawn, it's coming next, right?
Yeah.
Yes, to find something.
Not so easy to find a move against Queen Hotel 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Knight Foxtrot 5.
Looks a bit speculative. Okay, Echo takes Foxtrot 5. Knight Delta 5. Rook Charlie Ace. How about this? You put your rook on Echo 1.
Yeah.
And then you're threatening rook, golf, 8 check, queen takes, knight, foxtrot, 6 mate. But you're only threatening it. Black can break the mate. Oh, black can't break the mating pattern. Black has to move the foxtrot pawn to break the mating pattern. So knight, foxtrot, 5, echo takes, foxtrot, 5, knight, delta, 5, pawn, foxtrot, 5, breaks the mating pattern. But rook, golf, 8 check. Queen takes, knight, foxtrot, 6 check, wins the queen. So you'll be a piece up. You're giving up rook and knight to win the queen. So you'll still be material up. So knight, foxtrot, 5. And if black does something like, I don't know, pawn, foxtrot, 6, you go knight takes delta, 6 check. And black gets in king takes echo 7 anyway.
But you can play after knight delta 5, we can play bishop eva 6. It defends all the pawn.
No, rook golf 8 check. Oh, I see. Yeah, king, okay. queen takes knight foxtrot 6 check, winning the queen.
No, the queen is on hotel 8.
Yeah. So you play knight foxtrot 5, pawn takes foxtrot 5, knight delta 5.
Knight delta 5, bishop eva 6.
Rook golf 8 check.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you should play queen takes rook, knight foxtrot 6 check, king takes echo 7. Knight takes golf 8, rook takes golf 8, and believe it or not, the pieces are equal.
Yeah.
So queen hotel 8 might be a saving 5, but you don't have to go into knight foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
You gotta do something. This black's gonna play king takes pawn.
So after queen hotel 8, yeah, what has white got? Okay, here's a different line. Queen hotel 8, knight foxtrot 5. Echo takes foxtrot 5, knight delta 5, bishop echo 6. Now we play knight foxtrot 6 check. Oh, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
He plays king takes pawn.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Had he played queen takes knight? Had he played queen takes knight? Rook golf 8 check, picks up the alpha 8 rook. But that's winning an exchange for two minor pieces, which isn't particularly good trading. So maybe white has to call off the tactics of queen hotel ace. White just has to play it positionally. Maybe something like rook golf.
But knight foxtrot 5 echo takes foxtrot, knight delta 5, bishop echo 6, knight charlie 7 check.
Picks up a rook. So there's an exchange for two pieces again. You've given up a knight on foxtrot 5 and you'll be losing a knight on alpha 8. So you'll have two rooks.
No, you don't lose the knight alpha 8. You can bring back to Bravo 6 or Charlie 7 maybe?
No, you lose it to queen takes alpha 8.
Yeah.
King on echo 7 right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, when you play knight Charlie 7 check, the king comes forward to echo 7.
So we
have
queen and bishop versus two rooks and bishop.
Yeah. And who's better? Dum de dum de dum. All right, black's got double foxtrot pawns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 against 5. So that is roughly equal on pawn counts.
Yes, but pawn, black's pawn structure is very bad. So
Well, the white rooks have to get into the position. But whether or not they can do anything, I don't know.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, knight foxtrot. Echo takes foxtrot. Rook echo one.
Rook echo one, yeah.
Maybe rook charlie 8 and knight delta 5.
So it's knight fox of 5, echo 2 fox of 5, rook delta echo 1. Black's got a free move.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you play knight delta 5 first, or do you play... Oh, you play rook echo 1 first. Yeah,
rook first.
Yeah, rook first, yeah. Okay, then bishop echo 6, which attacks the pawn again.
That's it, yeah.
Bishop echo 6, yeah.
It's not working, is it? Bishop takes fox top 5, pawn, bishop takes bishop, knight delta 5, rook charlie 8, it's all too slow.
If bishop 6.
Rook golf 8 check, queen takes, knight fox up 6 check, king takes pawn. You're going a piece down in this line. You're going to end up a piece down if you're not careful. So I think after queen hotel 8, white has to call off the attack, the immediate attack, and just play it. Just play sensible chess.
He's still got his head by material.
You're ahead on material, but it would be very easy to mishandle this.
Oh yeah. Well, no. It's not so tactical. After king takes pawn, then playing on both sides. There's nothing immediately scary there anymore for anybody.
Yeah, black's got 6 pawns. White's only got 5, but white's got 3 rook and 2 minor pieces against a queen. So nominally, white is ever so slightly ahead. But this is a very difficult position to handle. So Queen Hotel 8 looks to be a find here.
Yeah, maybe you see what. Okay.
Maybe white just after Queen Hotel 8, white goes something like rook golf. Oh, hang on, the Delta 4 knight is going to hang in the middle of all this. I was thinking of doubling rooks and playing rook golf 7. So white has to take time out to do something about the delta 4 knight. Well, maybe you move the delta 3 bishop somewhere.
No. Either 4, maybe.
That would ask for pawn delta 5, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You might be able to sacrifice bishop takes delta 5.
Yeah, because he cannot capture back because of the royal fork. So
now the queen's on hotel 8.
Oh yes, that's right.
So bishop echo 4 protects the knight. Delta 5, bishop takes, echo takes, knight takes, threat knight charlie 7 check. So rook charlie 8. Do we win something with knight bravo 6? No, you've given up a piece to get this far. So I think white, after queen hotel 8, white has to just start thinking of playing sensible, safe moves.
Yeah.
Just maneuver around. All right, so the tactics stop after queen hotel 8.
Yeah.
Black played king takes pawn, eh?
King takes pawn, echo 7, yeah.
That's a mistake.
Okay. Well, we've had the proposition, knight foxtrot 5 check. If queen takes, bishop takes, black's just giving up a queen for two minor pieces. Not enough. White's a rook up. So the game move for white is knight, fox.5, check. If pawn takes knight, knight delta 5, check. King moves, knight takes queen. It's a queen for two minor pieces again. White is a rook up. So the game move for black is king, fox. If you play king delta 8, you might run into trouble involving rook, golf, 8, check. Bishop echo 8 is forced. And then what? Oh, I don't know. Knight, golf 7. Seems to win a piece on delta 8, does it? No, there's king delta 7. I think you just play knight take delta 6, hitting a piece. And then there'll be all sorts of tricks up the delta file. There must be a tactic there. So if king delta 8, rook golf 8, check, bishop echo 8, knight takes delta 6, any threatening moves like just moving the bishop off the delta file, and there's a horrendous discovered check on the black king.
Yeah. Anyway, king on Felix 8 is sensible because it guards the golf 8 square.
Yeah. So the game move for black is king golf 8. So white, you've got a knight on prize, you've got to come in, you've got to move it.
Yeah.
So the game move for white is knight on foxtrot 5, takes delta 6. So it's black to play. At last, black's got a free move again. So the pawn count is equal. So technically, white is now two pawns up on pawn count. But foxtrot 3 pawn is attacked. Queen takes foxtrot 3. Well, you just put a rook on the foxtrot file and play rook takes foxtrot 7.
Mm-hmm.
Which, incidentally, in this position would be mate. If black plays queen takes foxtrot 3, rook delta foxtrot 1, queen moves somewhere. Rook takes foxtrot 7 is mate.
Yes.
So what can black do?
It's black to move.
Frying is not allowed. Fide's banned it now, even if you are 15 years old or 20.
It's black to move.
What's the penalty?
Oh, I think they might make you write out 100 times. I must not cry in a difficult positions. And you have to hand this in before the next round.
Bishop 26?
Yeah, you got to do something, haven't you?
Off the rook.
Bishop 26 and rook delta 8.
So you're getting some development at last, yeah. I can't see a better plan myself. You dare not play queen takes foxtrot 3.
No. You cannot prevent a knight from Charlie 3 to go to either 4 if you don't play that.
So bishop Charlie 6 is about the only move to do something for black. Yeah. Okay, I agree. Okay, the game move for black is bishop Charlie 6. Well, now black is threatening bishop takes foxtrot 3, maybe. Maybe not. You might run into a pin and just lose a piece for nothing. Yeah, I would think bishop takes foxtrot 3, rook delta foxtrot 1, followed by, well, who cares, rook golf 3.
Bishop echo 4.
Bishop hotel 7.
Yeah, bishop hotel 7, threatens rook golf 8, check.
mate.
Yeah,
it's not King Gecko 7, but but you got Rook takes R for 8 as compensation.
Yeah.
Yes, but I still have. If you play that, I still have the knight goes to maybe to e4 now, and with the other knight, it's not clear. No.
Well, what you have to think about is what is Black's next move. Black's next move is going to be Rook down to 8, so you need some form of protection for the. Delta 6 knight.
You also have to calculate what happens on pawn Eva 5.
Yep, because that exposes your Delta 6 knight.
Yes.
So Bishop Echo 4 is good.
Exercise.
Keeps it all under control.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, well, you're protecting Foxtrot 3. Yeah. Which,
exercise. You
know, it's not a target yet, but it could be in time. Mm. And you've released the Delta 1 Rook to protect the Delta 6 Knight.
Yes. And if you take it, I can take with Knight Charlie 3, connecting two knights.
No. You take the Foxtrot pawn and come down the Foxtrot file. We rook down to Foxtrot 1.
Rook
off Foxtrot 1.
Possible.
You can try to play rook off 3. You threaten to double rooks.
Which threatens to win a rook on Alpha 8 again.
Yes.
You'll lose a knight on Delta 6, but who cares?
Yes, maybe.
Okay.
It's not even given that you lose a knight on Delta 6, because you can play a knight Eva 4, this attacks the queen, and if bishop takes knight, you have the other knight takes, still attacking the queen. you might save the knight.
If you want to play risk-free chess, you retreat knight Delta 6 to Echo 4. Then queen takes Foxtrot 3 might be annoying because you lose your double attack on Foxtrot 7. So you either play Bishop Echo 4 or Knight Charlie 3 to Echo 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what do you play as black against Rook of 3?
Rook Delta 8.
Rook Delta 8. That's a temple attack on the knight.
Yeah. Knight.
What did white do?
Knight Eva 4.
Bishop takes.
Knight takes. Queen is still attacked.
Rook takes Delta 1 check.
No. No, the bishop is on the...
Bishop on Delta 3.
Yeah. Too easy, my friend. Too easy.
Is the white...
Sorry, go on.
Is the white's move?
Black has just played Bishop Charlie 6 with white to play, and we're arguing over whether you put a bishop on Echo 4, a knight on Echo 4, or just do something else altogether.
Okay, I think bishop is good. And the exchanges are all in white's favor. He's ahead in material, so...
Yeah, so I think the sensible move that keeps it all under control is Bishop Echo 4.
Yeah.
So the game move is Bishop Echo 4. Game move, Bishop Echo 4.
Yeah.
Well, Black hasn't got many active moves.
Rook Delta 8.
Yeah. Well, if you play Bishop takes Echo 4, White will just take with the pawn and play Rook Golf Foxtrot 1.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's almost breaking through. So the game move for black is Rook Delta 8.
We have a future there. What? Well, maybe you should play Alpha 5.
What's the idea there?
Push all the way down.
Okay. Oh, undermining Charlie 3. Well, yep. why don't we just go Alpha 3 at the right moment?
Yeah.
Well, then you can bring your Rook out. Well, anyway.
Yeah, but he plays Alpha 3, and Black's bishop is a light square bishop, so he doesn't attack Alpha 3. So it's risk free to play Alpha 3.
Okay, so the game move for Black is Rook Delta 8. Right. This is again, don't think in terms of specific moves, but just think in terms of general ideas. Ultimately, you want to play your rooks maybe down the golf file.
Yes.
So it's a question of keeping it all under control, isn't it?
Yeah, so why not just play bishop takes bishop, pawn takes bishop, knight Charlie 3 on Eva 4. It attacks the queen, it protects the other knight. it looks risk-free.
And then you can play Rook Delta 3 and start probing Rook Charlie 3, Rook Alpha 3.
Maybe, yes. Or I can start probing. It's too late now to play. Just let's exchange.
Well, I think White, in playing this move, is thinking in terms of, at some point, the rooks are going to go active. And if they come off the back rank...
All from 1-3, 1-3, 1-3, 2-2-3, 2-3.
So, White maybe is just playing a little bit carefully here. Because if you're gonna go active with the rooks, you don't want any annoying back rank checks in the middle of the sequence. So the game move for White is pawn alpha 3. Game move pawn alpha 3. So it just rules out the back rank mate. So both rooks are now free to lift off the back rank without any fear of being mated.
What do you fear in playing bishop takes bishop? Black has only one rook. So we are playing with two knights and two rooks against queen and one rook. The Felix 3 pawn cannot be taken, so...
No, as long as there's a knight on Delta 6, Foxtrot 7 is very weak.
And the knight on Delta 6 cannot be removed now. There are two connected knights, and I don't think that you will ever be able to push a pawn on Felix 5.
Mm. I mean, Black might want to try something desperate like Queen Hotel 4 and try and take on Hotel 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Nista's a past Hotel 6 pawn. It's something for White to eliminate.
Okay.
Yeah. But White could also, I think White wants to keep a pair of rooks on. So I think White is looking to maintain a knight on Delta 6, which blocks out the black rook on Delta 8. So I think White's still trying to make small positional pluses. get a little bit some more development into the position before the Delta 6 knight is released. Or maybe even try and set it up so that black can never trade rooks up the Delta file.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's three.
And I think black has been saying, white has been saying, you know what, I don't think you're having a good day at the office today. Mm-hmm. You come in with this new move, knight echo 5, and it's given me an opportunity to take three minor pieces for the queen. Now, I don't know if you overlooked that or planned it, but maybe white is saying, you know what, maybe black psychologically isn't in the best of shape today.
White could just play knight takes Bravo 7.
Yeah. But if you do that, bishop takes echo 4, something takes echo 4, and you've lost your big gang. Knight takes that Bravo 7 hits. Be careful. Knight takes Bravo 7, bishop takes Bravo 7, bishop takes Bravo 7, rook Bravo 8, bishop moves, queen takes knight Charlie 3. Uh-huh. Your Bravo 2 pawn is pinned.
Oh my.
That's not all forcing. You could play knight takes Bravo 7.
Knight takes Bravo 7?
I think bishop takes echo 4 is the better one. Yeah.
Rook takes Delta 1. Check.
No, it's better. You can win a piece on Charlie 3. If knight takes Bravo 7, bishop takes Bravo 7, bishop takes Bravo 7 for white,
Rook takes knight takes Delta 8 if you take the bishop.
That's true. Or rook takes Delta 8 check.
Mm-hmm. First, rook takes Delta 1.
So it must be, I think you're right, it must be rook takes Delta 1 then.
Yeah.
I might go rook takes Delta 1. So white can win a pawn by knight takes Bravo 7. Or white could have won a pawn by knight takes Bravo 7. But it's black to play at the moment. Because white's just gone pawn alpha 3 saying pass.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't have to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think material is important here. Winning another pawn is nice.
Yeah. And you get the Charlie 2 pawn as passed. And your 3 against 1 will convert to 2 passed pawns, ultimately, very long term. We're talking about move 60 plus.
Mm-hmm. Echo 5?
Is another way of ganging up on the knights, yeah. Pawn echo 5. Probably ask for bishop takes Charlie 6, Bravo takes Charlie 6.
And knight you have.
Yeah, knight on Charlie 3 to echo 4. Queen Hotel 4. Rook Golf 4.
Or Queen Echo 7 maybe.
Queen takes Hotel 2. Double rooks on the golf file. Pawn Foxtrot 5, apparently winning a knight because both knights are attacked. But you just go rook golf 7, and if pawn takes echo 4, rook foxtrot 7 is mate. So echo 5, interesting. Bishop takes Charlie 6, Bravo takes Charlie 6, knights, Charlie echo 4, hits a queen, queen hotel 4, rook golf 4, gain of tempo, queen takes hotel 2, double rooks on the file, and you're threatening rook golf 7 takes foxtrot 7. Or you're threatening rook golf 7 moves to foxtrot 7 mate. So it's very close to a mating attack, this pawn echo 5. But there's pawn echo 5, bishop takes Charlie 6, rook takes Delta 6. Then rook takes Delta 6, queen takes Delta 6, bishop comes, bishop takes Bravo 7. You've picked off another pawn. Queen two minor pieces, rook and the extra pawn should win for white, but it's going to require care and technique. All black can do is be annoying.
White still play knight takes bravo 7?
I think it would force rook takes delta 1, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of stuff. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Still wins
instead of pawn alpha 3.
After alpha, the next time. If black plays echo 5.
Well, white could have done this before pawn alpha 3.
Oh, yeah, I know. But he still could do it after black plays alpha 5. If black.
Yeah.
Echo 5.
Yeah. Well, I think white is psychoanalyzing that black isn't playing well. Maybe the body language across the board was saying that, you know, black is just, you know, black just isn't there today. Mm. Okay, yeah, I agree. Knight takes bravo 7 could have been played on the previous move.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the next one.
Or the next move, yeah, depending what
black does.
All right, pawn echo 5. I think bishop takes Charlie 6 is the best way of doing it, but there you go. And if rook takes delta 6, rook takes rook delta 6, queen takes delta 6, bishop takes bravo 7. And white's only got to worry about the hotel 2 pawn. Yeah. Oh, is there a queen? Oh, look at this. Oh, this is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, referee. Black plays queen bravo 6, hitting the bravo 7 bishop and the golf 1 rook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, queen is on delta 6, goes to bravo 6, which forks bravo 7 and golf 1. Well, white might still have a draw.
That's not good enough.
with rook knight and 5 against queen and 4, it's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work. There should be enough for the draw there, but you'd be sulking for the rest of the week.
After what, queen bravo 6?
Well, it forks bravo 7 and golf 1.
Yeah, but it's protected. Rook on delta 1, right?
No, this is where bishop takes Charlie 6, black plays rook takes delta 6.
Hmm.
Echo 5, bishop takes Charlie 6, rook takes delta 6, black, white rook takes delta 6, black queen takes delta 6. And if bishop takes bravo 7, queen bravo 6.
Forks
are two weak pieces.
So you shouldn't take bravo 7 then.
That might. Oh no, it won't happen, because if black ever trades, if a sequence occurs where black trades rook on delta 1, the white rook on golf 1 will now be on delta 1. So yeah, knight. It depends what black does now, isn't it? Yeah. So white is threatening knight takes bravo 7 in this position.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
After echo 5, you mean?
No. If pawn echo 5, white can still go knight takes bravo 7. And if bishop takes bravo 7, rook takes delta... Rook takes delta 8, check first. Queen takes delta 8. Bishop takes bravo 7. This queen delta 2 might be annoying, threatening queen takes hotel 2. It should be enough. If the worst comes to the worst, white can give up a piece on the hotel pawn, and it comes down to queen and 3 against rook, bishop, and 4, which should be a draw. Even if black gets a passed pawn from the echo foxtrot pawns, white gives them a bishop on it, and it's a dead draw. And rook and queen side 3 against queen and 1 is a draw.
Mm-hmm.
So white's got draws all over the place. White can lose a piece to the hotel pawn and lose a piece on a passed pawn in the center, and still it's a draw.
Why don't you try to win?
Yeah. So, no, okay. So black pawn echo 5 can be answered by knight takes bravo 7.
Maybe queen echo 7, black should play.
Well, that is the game move. The game move for black is queen echo 7.
So black saw the threat. I guess white didn't see it.
So black defends against the threat of knight takes bravo 7.
And white, attacks the knight.
White to play, any ideas? And this is a move to teach you that you play across the entire board.
Black seems to be threatening rook takes knight.
Bishop.
Black is definitely threatening.
Bishop.
Black is definitely threatening rook takes knight. Yeah.
Bishop hotel 7.
Because the black king has no flight squares. Queen echo 7 shuts off the black king access to echo 7. So bishop hotel 7, if rook takes delta 6, we ignore it and play rook golf 8 check.
Mate.
Yeah. So the white sees this. The game move for white is bishop hotel 7. Mm-hmm. So black must disrupt the pattern. Black must break the pattern of the queen king formation on the king side.
Foxtrot 6 or 5. Maybe Foxtrot 5.
Which sentence queen takes hotel 7, yeah. Well, we go rook golf 8 check, which happens to be checkmate.
Yeah.
But other than that, Foxtrot 5 is okay.
Nasty here, so the knight is helping too.
Yeah. Not nice on delta 6 is the strongest piece on the board. Controls everything. Okay, so pawn foxtrot 6 or foxtrot 5 won't do. You can't move your king, so you have to move your queen somewhere and break the pattern.
Yeah, okay. Delta 7 or Charlie 7?
Hotel 4.
So you've got hotel 4, foxtrot 6. Yep. Delta 7 or Charlie 7?
Charlie 7 is better, I think, right?
Where are you going to put it? Delta 7?
Charlie 7.
Charlie 7.
Yeah.
Jim, I don't have the time. Can you tell me the time, please?
Alexa, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
Can somebody switch their jaws off?
Have a good afternoon.
Okay.
It's 12:37 Eastern.
Okay. Thank you. Fine. I will need to leave you soon now because I have a game that starts in 20 minutes.
All right. If Queen Delta 7, you play Rook Golf 8. Queen Delta 7 and Queen Charlie 7 are exactly the same. You play Rook Golf 8 check, King Echo 7, Rook takes Delta 8, and if you take with the King, let's do them one at a time. Queen Delta 7, Rook Golf 8 check, King Echo 7. Rook takes Delta 8, King takes Delta 8, you just play Knight takes, Foxtrot 7, double check, and followed by Rook takes Queen, you're a piece up. So, If King Charlie 7, Rook Golf 8, check, King Echo 7, Rook takes Delta 8. If Queen takes Delta 8, you play Knight Foxtrot 5, check, exposing the Delta 1 Rook on the Black Queen. And you will be a piece up in that line, I think. Or maybe actually, no, you'll be two pieces up because you've got a knight on Charlie 3 and a bishop on Hotel 7. So Queen Charlie 7 loses to Rook Golf 8, check, King Echo 7, Rook takes Rook. And if King takes Rook, you play Knight Bravo 5, check, exposing Rook Delta 1 to the Black King. And your Queen is going to be lost, so she might as well give herself up. Queen Delta 7. Rook takes Queen, check, King takes Queen, and White's got a Rook and two pieces against the Bishop. So Queen Charlie 7 is no good because of the discovered attacks up the Delta file. If White recaptures with the King on the Delta file, Knight Bravo 5, check. If White recaptures with the Queen on the Delta file, Knight Foxtrot 5, check. You lose the Knight, Rook takes Queen, but White still goes in a Rook up because there's, I think White, no, White goes in a piece up because there's a Knight on Charlie 3 and a Bishop on Hotel 7. So if the Queen goes sideways, Rook Golf 8, check, King Echo 7, Rook takes, Rook wins. So the Queen, the game move, Black plays Queen Hotel 4.
Just a quick thought, also Queen takes Knight would be possible.
Queen takes Knight. Well, that would just leave you a piece down, yeah.
Yeah.
Queen takes Knight, Rook takes Delta 6, Rook takes Delta 6. White's got Bishop and Knight, Bishop Hotel 7, Knight Charlie 3. And all Black's got is Bishop Charlie 6, and they've both got a Rook. It's hopeless, Queen takes Knight. So Queen Hotel 4 is just keeping the threats rolling. See if White puts a piece on Prees or something.
Right.
I mean, the Queen's on, you never know, do you? I mean, just giving up Queen for Knight. And yeah, it's hopeless. Yeah,
you keep Queen for a perpetual check, you hope.
Yeah, you have to point it out. Yeah, you have to analyse it. You're right.
Yeah.
So White to play.
Rook Golf 8.
Forces King Echo 7.
Knight Foxtrot 5. No. Wait. It's not possible.
Well, it is. But there might be a better way around of doing it. Knight Foxtrot 5 check is important. So you're suggesting Rook Golf 8 check King Echo 7.
Yeah.
All right, Knight Foxtrot 5 check, Royal 4, Pawn takes Foxtrot 5, and then you can play one of the Rooks takes Delta 8.
Yeah.
But there's another way around of doing it. You can go Rook Golf 8 check, King Echo 7, Rook takes Rook Delta 8.
Mm-hmm.
And if King takes, it's walked down to the Delta file.
Yeah.
Then you play Knight Delta 6 to Foxtrot 5 check, picking up the Hotel 4 Queen.
Right.
Okay.
More clever.
Yeah, it's much better to take the Rook on Delta 8, isn't it? Yeah.
Because
the King can't then take, can it? Or if it does, it loses the Queen for nothing. So the game move for White is Rook Golf 8 check. The game move for Black is King Echo 7. The game move for White is Rook take Rook Delta 8. Well, if Black now plays King takes Rook, Knight Foxtrot 5 check is a discovered check, picking off the Queen, and there's nothing. Black can resign. You would be three pieces down. So, after Rook takes Delta 8, Black throws in Bishop takes Pawn, Foxtrot 3. So white now has two rooks and three pieces against black's queen and one piece. So technically white is two pieces up. But black is getting past pawns all over the place now. Black still can't play king takes rook. Yes. So your rook on delta one is attacked. What are you going to do about this? Be careful, because if you go rook delta two, queen echo one check picks off a rook, unless you're prepared to put it back on delta one. And if you lose your rook from delta one, if it moves sideways, king takes rook delta eight, regains the rook that you worked so hard to win. Mm-hmm. You can play rook echo eight check,
yeah.
King foxtrot six, and then move your rook sideways, and you won a rook in the process. You can play rook charlie one, or you could play rook foxtrot one and try and take advantage of the pin on the foxtrot three bishop. But is the better rook echo check, king foxtrot six, rook foxtrot one is safe. What is the better?
Rook delta seven check?
Well, I'll just take it. King takes rook.
Knight foxtrot five.
Okay, bishop takes rook delta one.
Okay, knight takes hotel four.
And white is two pieces up.
Yes.
Yeah, black's got two fast pawns in the centre, but so what? No way. No way is bishop and two pawns going to beat these three. So rook delta seven check. If king takes rook, knight foxtrot five check. Bishop takes delta one, costs white a rook. But knight takes hotel four, two pieces up. Okay, rook delta 7 check is the game move. The game move is rook delta 7 check. Now, if the king goes to foxtrot 8, what are you going to do?
Rook takes foxtrot 7 check.
Yeah. Which wins the king and the bishop.
Right.
It's mate. It's mate. Just as well it's mate, otherwise black would have lost the bishop.
Yeah.
So if king foxtrot eight, rook takes foxtrot seven is a mating net. Knight, rook, and bishop all take away the flight squares. So the king comes forward to foxtrot six. Game move for black. White game move for white is rook delta seven check. Game move for black is king foxtrot six. Don't forget your rook on echo delta one is attacked, but nothing else is attacked now. So if you want, you can move it sideways.
Still possible rook foxtrot seven.
You can play rook takes foxtrot seven again.
Yeah.
Okay, the game move for white is rook takes foxtrot seven check. Game move rook takes foxtrot seven check. Mm. And what happens when black moves the king?
Rook takes bishop.
Mm-hmm. And you are two rooks and three pieces against a queen. So king echo five or king god five, it doesn't matter. Rook takes foxtrot three. Mm-hmm. So black did the sensible thing.
Resigned the game.
Resigned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After rook takes foxtrot seven, black resigned.
Yeah.
So, black came up with a theoretical novelty of knight echo 5, and white took advantage of it and got three minor pieces for the queen. and a superior position. But whether or not it was totally winning is another matter. We think Queen Hotel 8 might have given chances. We couldn't find anything better. But Black had been under pressure all game. Black would have played the first 11 moves in about 5 minutes, I reckon.
Next to Alexa there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So because Black inverted the move order in the opening, and played knight of the 5-1 move too early, White was able to give up a queen for three pieces and a powerful grip on the position, which Black eventually broke, but it must have spent, Black must have spent a lot of time trying to get out of that position. With lots of tactics to calculate on both sides this game, and it was for White to resist them and for Black to have to find defences. So Black was under the psychological pressure of having to justify the queen is best in three pieces, or Black was under the psychological pressure of having totally missed the concept, which can happen.
Yeah, because if White didn't do that, Black would, I think, would have had an excellent position.
Black would have had a nice game, yeah. White had to give up the queen for three pieces. I think you're right.
Who played this game?
There are two female players. They're unknown, relatively. One is from Indonesia and was rated 22-something. Low 20, about 22-20. And Black is a Ukrainian, 20-year-old, 23-35, I think.
Okay.
She has given up chess, basically. She hasn't... Or the database I reference hasn't had any games since 2010. Mm. I think she got married in about 2009. To a super GM, I don't know which one.
Okay.
So she married and gave up the chess about 24 or 30, and decided that family life would be the way to go, and that she would support the grandmaster instead of trying to become one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will may help him, you know, doing his homework and stuff.
Or they teach chess to the others, both together.
Or she provides a stable family background for him while he dedicates his life to chess. She gets the family.
Some money, depending how super he is.
Yeah. You know, I mean, she could probably get a good job anyway. I mean, you'd be capable of earning a rating of 24-40 or so.
Yeah, you're pretty smart. Huh?
Yeah, you're gonna be good at something else somewhere.
With the exception of Fisher, perhaps. But,
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
They might have been able to do something else crazily.
Fisher was a genius and crazy, so he couldn't be. In other things,
that's you, why couldn't, you couldn't see him working in an office.
Yeah,
yeah.
Getting along with people. I still think my Foxtrot 4 would have been quicker and simpler and easier and safer for White.
There would have been much less tactics. Yeah,
and it didn't give away that strong bishop on Foxtrot 6, and it became a threat of its own by pushing the pawns against. I think about it. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Well, as I say, you players' brains work in one way. You come up with you come up with an idea and you think that's okay.
It's good enough.
How much time? Yeah. This gives me a position which I'm keeping my big advantage and possibly making small gains here and there. How much time do you spend then looking around for a different one?
That's it. Especially, there were so many possibly ways to win there.
And well,
probably, some of them led to only draws, probably, and that was you had to pick among them.
That's, yeah, I mean, the knight dealt to Bravo 5. consume quite a lot of energy. Yeah. If it wins, it wins, great. But what if it just releases black into the game? So I got the impression white was keeping everything under control. Sure. And if tactics arose, great. But I won't force tactics unless I'm absolutely certain they are crushing.
Yeah, if you're winning, you want to sort of minimize tactics.
Yeah, you don't want to let your opponent to randomize the position. I mean, you might still be winning, but it might take an awful lot of cycle, an awful lot of effort out of yourself. And besides which, if you let your opponent's adrenaline start running, that they start finding good ideas and that you give them hearts.
Yeah, you want to keep them discouraged.
Yeah, you want to keep them looking disappointed and depressed and sulking, yeah? Absolutely.
Yeah, your coffee is hot.
Okay, thank you.
You want the oat milk?
Yeah, unless, of course.
The oat milk.
Huh?
You want the oat milk?
Yeah, oat milk.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Let me take it back.
I'll leave it there if you have it, yeah.
Your oat milk this morning, you want it?
Yeah, leave it there.
And the coffee is here.
Yeah, leave that there.
It's hot. Coffee's hot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Enjoy.
Yeah, sort of the opposite of strategy. When you're losing, then you want to complicate things and have lots of tactics going on.
Yeah. But white just had too much development combined with a cramping pawn and echo 7. If black could, if somehow black could have castled queenside.
Yeah. The
three point. Minor pieces might not have gone through. Yeah.
It's a little surprising. You think black playing golf 5 should have known what was going to happen. It was only a move or two later.
Maybe she did a finger slip. You know, you just mean to play one move and you play the second move first.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
This can happen when you're considering a tactical sequence, but you don't want to play the first move yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to give away that move. So you could just play a calm developing move or increase the strength of the position move, or you enter into a capture, but you don't want to give away the first move, the capture, because you don't want your opponent to analyze the capture move there. So you keep the first move up your sleeve, analyze heavily what your follow-up continuation is going to be, and then a couple of times I've done this, I forget to play move 1.
Yeah.
And you play move 2 and it's totally different.
Yeah, I remember doing that once. Very annoying.
Okay, I have to go. Thanks for the game.
Okay.
Next week? Where are we?
Yeah. 29th it'll be next week.
Yeah. We're on for that then.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about October yet. I think I could be away the first week in October.
Yeah.
And I might even be away for 3 in November.
Okay. Okay.
Or maybe only 2 in November. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a back-to-back event. There's a seniors tournament in the south somewhere. And it's organised such that there's another they're playing it something like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or something like that, and you leave on Friday morning to travel 100 miles to another one down the road.
Wow.
Weekender, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know they're run by the same organisation.
Oh.
But they're about 80 miles or 90 miles apart. So you can leave one hotel on Friday morning and be fairly fresh when you arrive at the new hotel Friday afternoon.
Yeah. They have a shuttle bus?
No. You get a train. You get a train.
And they give you a discount if you go on both?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You should ask that if you do.
Yeah, maybe they do. I haven't thought of it. It could well be. There could well be something like a £10 discount.
Yeah.
Or something like that. No. But just a recognition, yeah. But I'd be travelling about approaching 250 miles to go to the first one. So the extra 80 miles or so is a small investment compared, but I'm not sure I want a weekend tournament just after having played 5 or 6 rounds.
Yeah, you may be tired of chess at that point. Yeah.
It depends how it goes. If,
that's right.
If I play well, I'll be psychologically up. But if I play poorly, it's just going to waste the 5-round weekender.
Yep.
If I'm not playing well at one game a day, I'm not going to play well at 2 games a day. And as you say, I could be physically or psychologically tired as well. And if I get a bad hotel position, you know, the hotel room itself might be fine, but we might be opposite a nightclub with people jumping out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, knocking on your door.
Well, I'm not knocking on the door, but just making a noise as they walk down the street, you know.
Singing and all that. Yep. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Very good game. Tremendous tactics. Woo! See you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.